is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables, and we jump in the boat with them sometimes and get to know them a little bit better. Member from Grand Rapids, Meadow Kaufeld, joins us now. Where are you, Meadow?
I am on the river outside your guys' office.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, there's too many trees right now. Okay, shoot. Yeah. That's insane.
Well, I'll have to motor over to where I can see you guys. But
okay.
If that isn't creepy enough, right?
Yeah.
It's a good level of creepiness. I appreciate that. So, Matt, you must have had breakfast before you headed out on the river.
I did. I had made a bunch of the old-fashioned oats yesterday, and so I was able to heat that up really quick this morning and still enjoy sleeping in a little bit. So here I am.
It really doesn't tell us anything. Old-fashioned oats, what, you got to help us out a little bit more than that.
Well, you know, they're not instant oats. They're the old oats that are whole and rolled, so they're not, like, particulate and turned to slurry. They actually have texture to them.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy those.
Steel,
those are kind of my guilty pleasure, I guess, if I had one for breakfast.
Is that steel-cut oats? Is that the same thing?
I don't think so. That's more of a hard edge cut, so the grain itself I don't think is rolled. This is rolled, so it's kind of pancake-ish.
Jeez.
So what'd you have on it, though?
Salted butter, some maple syrup, and a little bit of milk.
Wow. Now, I never hear anyone say salted butter. I mean, almost everybody's probably having salted butter.
Sweet
but
cream.
It must mean something to you that it's salted.
Well, the unsalted butter is the scourge of the household because I have it for baking.
Yes, I hear you.
And, and so it accidentally makes it into the butter plate sometimes, and then it's an extreme disappointment for whoever puts on their toast.
Yeah, just not as good. It's kind of amazing sometimes how much salt can change the taste of things, I think.
Yeah, I learned that when I was in grad school. I had a professor who couldn't eat much salt, and so his wife never cooked with salt, and I lived with them for 3 months, and she would cook, and I would eat her cooking, and then suddenly I was eating salted things again, and it was really strange, so it is interesting.
So you threw a couple of words out there. You've thrown slurry at us and scourge. I haven't heard those ever.
Never?
What?
No, I've never heard of slurry, and I've never heard of scourge.
Huh. You've never heard of, like, mice or rats or, you know, I don't know, rabbits as a scourge?
No.
Oh. Wow, John, where are you living?
Apparently in a rabbit hole.
So, Meadow, a big, strong cup of coffee, or what was your beverage?
You know, normally I would, but this morning I already overslept, so I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go. If I have coffee withdrawals, I have coffee withdrawals.
Yeah. Must be absolutely beautiful on the river, huh?
It is. The water's been really high for almost 2 weeks now, and I haven't fished it this high up. I did go down for catfish with my daughter Heidi earlier this week by Jacobson, and the water clarity was really poor down there, and it looks like it's better up here. But I just figured I'd try. I'm going to be out of town for a week or so I wanted to get out here and enjoy it. Summer's only so long, and it's been feeling like fall, so.
Yeah. Is Heidi in the boat with you today?
No, she's with her dad, so
okay.
she usually is sitting in front of me, but not today.
Did you catch any catfish?
Yeah, we did. They're smaller catfish down there. I've never caught a big one in Minnesota, but, you know, they're definitely, you can eat them, and they're fun to catch, and they're good for kids to reel in, and we also caught a couple different sucker species.
Now, Meadow, I've been wanting to talk to you about this because I've been following your progress on Facebook. You are in the running for Extreme Huntress. Is this right?
Yeah.
I did not know how much you would have to prepare for this. What have you been doing?
Well, I've shot more this summer than I have since I was a kid. Huh. And I've actually gotten lessons, which I've never had before. And, been coached for recurve archery, pistol, action pistol, ARs, did a little bit of long range shooting with some people but otherwise been preparing my own. But this is the first time I've actually had instruction from folks, and I've learned a lot from the instructors about how to teach people. And I am an instructor at the college, and I do teach people how to shoot occasionally. And so that it was very helpful in that regard too.
So briefly tell us what the competition is like. How long does it take, and how's it set up?
Well, we're headed to Texas on Sunday. The ladies from Europe are already headed over there right now. They're in the air. And it's going to be triple digits, but it's basically skills, athleticism, knowledge, and then hunting ability are things that they're scoring you on. And so there's four ladies, and we'll be there for 6 days. And basically before sunrise to well after sunset every day. And it'll be pretty intense. As from what I understand, and, you know, a lot of us, well, me too, are not acclimated to that high temperature and the high humidity that's down there right now. So that'll be an issue potentially. And, you know, usually they have a biathlon. I don't know if they're going to do that this year with the high temps, but usually it's a biathlon component where you're running with a rifle and a pack and shooting at different stages some determined length of trail. And so it can be pretty intense. And
jeez.
So hopefully they don't do that, but I've been training for it, so we'll see.
Gosh.
So you, and in some of your training, you have to kind of get yourself ready for that heat, right? Did I dream that, or were you like bundled
no,
up?
No, I was at one time running with, you know, or working out with down jackets and heavy liners, wool liners and things like that. And I got so miserable that I've quit doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll be just fine without having to train with down jackets anymore. But I have subjected myself to some pretty extreme temperatures, but that the whole training with heavy clothing wasn't very much fun. So, and I think it actually made me sick. So,
so it's quite an honor to be there. What do you win anything if you win the competition, or just pride?
Well, you know, there's a trophy, and a kingfisher just caught a fish next to me.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty cool. There's a trophy, and then there's the title. And from what I gather is, you know, you do what you do with it. It's, you know, there's really no, there's no monetary reward. There used to be a dream hunt as a prize, but that isn't the case anymore. And so it's more along the lines of building a platform for women that are looking to kind of inspire other women and non-traditional hunters to take on the sport, as well as shooting sports, and just kind of be an advocate in that regard as well. And so those are things I've been doing on a smaller scale, but certainly would, if I had the title, help kind of increase awareness and then build my platform.
Well, when you win, you can come in and tell us all about it.
Well, then we'll find out in January, so it'll be a while, but
okay.
It'll be, I'll definitely, you guys, I'm sure we'll see on Facebook and stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks, Meadow. She's a member of Northern Community Radio. Why do you support KEXE?
Well, like I said before, and especially during this political time, you guys are always pretty well balanced, and you kind of pull from all different aspects, whether it's hunting and fishing all the way to veganism. I mean, it's great. You guys are wonderful.
Country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
the cereal.
All right.
Thanks, Meadow.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Bye-bye. Yes, we'll be.